Welcome back to the zone. 11:38 on Monday. Segment brought to you by Landers Chevy. Landers Chevy, indeed. Good friends of mine. Located exit 121 in Benton. That's 121 in Benton. Tim Hall's over there, good buddy of mine. Matter of fact, we'll be out there very soon. If you want the best deals possible, Landers Chevy, that'd be the March the 31st. 2014 North American Truck of the Year. They have award-winning service department with loaner cars and shuttle service. They want to make sure that your service experience is easy as possible. LandersChevrolet.com is the website. You can call 501-315-2500. To take advantage of the great staff, the service, the all-new Landers Chevrolet that's just west of High Pressure. It's exit 121 in Benton off of I-30.
Two things. First of all, I was wrong. We're going there the 28th, actually. I was backwards on that.
My fault.
I misled you on that. Second of all, I just saw a tweet from Robbie Neiswanger of the Arkansas News Bureau, who joins us occasionally on The Zone. He'll be joining us this week from down Atlanta with Pat. Tweeted out, Arkansas coach Mike Anderson said the first 20 minutes at Alabama was, quote, probably the worst half of basketball I've ever been associated with.
Oh, man.
Wow. Coach has seen a few games, Pat. That's pretty heavy criticism for his own team. So, anyway, hopefully we never see anything like that again. It was ugly. Let's get Hog Freaking Wild up in here. What's up, man?
Good morning, Justin and Pat.
Everything's beautiful. What's up with you?
You know how people criticize Rick Schaefer for being optimistic?
Mm-hmm.
Well, he hit it right on Wednesday night, because I don't know if y'all remember, but he did say, I wish we could have saved half of these threes for Saturday.
Doesn't work like that, but how many times did I say on Friday, Pat?
What?
I will not be surprised if it's an ugly game on Saturday. So many times you see teams get things coming that easy for them, and they turn around and play poorly the next game. I just thought we would win ugly. I didn't think we would get blown out ugly.
Yep. It's true.
Go ahead.
In fact, it's true.
Anything else?
But, you know, yeah. I still think the Razorbacks were the better team. But, Pat, how much does emotion play, you know, like on a big game Wednesday night where we blew out Ole Miss, and plus we wanted to beat them so bad. It was senior night. And then we had to travel. Was that in the back of their mind, you think, their road?
Normally you say that, but that's, you know, this is a team that's had a couple of big, big, big emotional wins. When you talk about the Kentucky wins and we're on a streak, and they were able to put those victories behind them, get ready and prepared and be mature and come back next game and play well. So sometimes it's tough to figure out what exactly goes on in their minds. And, you know, there's one thing I want to remind everybody is Alabama practices every day like we do. Their guys want to win just as much as our guys do. And their coaches coach and work and coach these guys up just as much as ours do. So sometimes that just happens. That's why they get a plate on the court and not on paper.
Hogwild,
how long has it been since we've been to a tournament, period? About 4 years?
No, I think it was 07, right? Was that Pelfrey's first year?
If we don't make the NCAA, I'll be happy with NIT, because at least we'll have something to watch.
That's true. Appreciate the call. Let me get Clark in here quick. Hey, Clark.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, man? Buddy?
I know the loss Saturday was pretty bad, you know what I'm saying? But I look at the upside about it. I think, you know, coming off those that win Ole Miss and I think, what was it, Mississippi State or Kentucky, those last three games, I think those games, you know, took a lot out of our guys. I think with this loss, I think Coach Anderson will be able to use this game to get our boys back focused through the tournament. You know, I really think that our guys can make it to the Sweet 16. They make it to the NIT. That's great, too. But I'm not upset with the guys losing on Saturday, because I believe, you know, Alabama came out giving out all they had on their senior night, just like we did on ours.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't think it was a bad loss, you know. I still think that we're going to do well in our tournament, and we'll get into the NCAA. Like I said, I think we can make it to the Sweet 16.
Well, I don't know what you're on, Clark, but I love it. I want some of that, too. That's all I know. And, look, it was a bad loss. That is not up for debate. I'm sorry that you don't see it that way, but it was a bad loss, okay? Second of all, going to the NIT is not great. going to the NIT is better than not going to the NIT, but it is not great, and it will be a huge disappointment considering the run that Arkansas has made. They have done the work to put themselves in position, and all they had to do was win the game Saturday. They didn't do it. Now all they have to do, and again, it's easier said than done, is win the game against Tennessee, in most people's opinion. Some people think they have to do more. Some people think they have to only win one game, the game before that. But the bottom line is you're still in position, which is great, and the NIT will not be a significant achievement. It is better than not going to the NIT if it comes down to that, but it ain't going to be good.
Listen, you had to make a postseason this year. You got to.
True.
And nobody wants it to be the NIT, but in January, folks, when we were 2-6 in conference, folks were saying, I hope we make the NIT. Of course, now the team has righted its ship and been where we thought they would be all along,
right,
which would be knocking on the NCAA door.
I also didn't think,
yeah,
that a loss like that was possible, but, you know.
Me neither. And listen, just like we were saying on Thursday after they whooped up Ole Miss, the committee looks at more than just the wins and losses in RPI and SOS and BPI. They actually look and see what happened in the game. Well, if we can give ourselves credit for whooping up Ole Miss like that and beating them by 50 and saying the committee will look at that as an advantage, then losing by 30 to Bama on the road is pretty bad too. They don't just look at, oh, they lost to Alabama on the road on senior night.
And not
it's the whole game they probably do look at.
That's true. Not to completely pick apart that gentleman's call, I do have to say too, I don't know how you could possibly predict this team to be in the Sweet 16 when A, we don't know if they're in the field, and B, we don't know what the bracket looks like.
Hey, he's going on a limb, man.
I need to see what their two matchups look like. That's just crazy. I might as well just say they're going to win the whole thing then.
He's not the only one, national writer, journalist, folks who watch,
people that are in the know
that think matched up against a number one seed like a Wichita State, they could create some issues. Talking about the Razorbacks,
there's no doubt in my mind Arkansas will be a tough out if they're playing well and they shoot well and they play like they played,
especially that second. Can you imagine you playing them on the Saturday or Sunday?
That's true.
You know,
no.
Quick turnaround.
Yeah, Arkansas is so deep, you're right. Okay, let's look at some predictions. I know you've got some information there. I've got a few things
here. Whatever
you
need, buddy.
Well, I've got a couple things here. I think this is from USA Today.
Okay.
It's quoted through the AP here. Pick six of bubble teams. Let me run through these. Pittsburgh's 23-8, 11-7 in the ACC. Soft non-conference schedule, though, and a lack of quality wins has them hanging on the bubble. Mm-hmm. Oregon, it says, a bubble team no longer after winning 7 straight and capping it with a number 3 Arizona victory on Saturday. I would tend to agree with that. Dana Altman. Could have been ours.
So what, Oregon?
Mm-hmm. 10-8 in Pac-12. Florida State, 18-12, 9-9 in the ACC. I would tend to think they're out right now. They had a reeling Syracuse team on the home court, but they couldn't pull it off, so I don't think they're in. Gonzaga, 26-6, 15-3 in their conference. I'm not sure how they're a bubble team with their national reputation, but according to this, they are. They have a tournament game today.
I was thinking about Oregon. Oregon, I think, is already in.
I do, too. They do, too. Gonzaga is still listed as a bubble team. They got Santa Clara today. I think that's right. It's either Santa Clara or St. Mary's today. No. They won, and then they play St. Mary's today. Wichita State, we already know. I don't know why they're even listed on this thing here.
Maybe it's mid-major.
It says, just want to make sure you were still reading. The Shockers are the first team to head into March Madness undefeated. Okay, Arkansas, it says, there are lots of good things going on here. Winners of 8 of 9, including a stretch in which the Hogs backed up a win against Kentucky at Rupp with an impressive home victory against Georgia and Mississippi. Then came that 25-point loss at Alabama. Now, Alabama, Arkansas, a near lock 10 days ago, needs to perform as in win one, maybe two games at the SEC tournament to solidify its status. So they're saying there's a chance that a win could be enough. That's good to see. This is another source that says Tennessee's the 4 seed, not the 5, but still headed for what looks like a play-out quarterfinal on Friday in Atlanta. Arkansas is the 5, and a date with the Vols should eliminate a team from the bubble. Had Arkansas become the 6 seed, drawn 3rd seed to Georgia, they would have had to win that game and then beat Kentucky to nail down their case. Playing Tennessee does feel like a play-out game more than a play-in. If the seed list released on Selection Sunday had Arkansas at 48, the lowest 12 seed among the pool of at-large teams, and Tennessee's in the NIT, it could become the case that Arkansas-Tennessee was a play-in and play-out combo special. I tend to agree with that.
It's looking more and more like Tennessee or Arkansas. Of course, the chances of getting them both in.
I think if Georgia makes a case for itself by winning a couple of games in the tournament, then that game becomes a play-in. And the other one's out, and then the NIT. If Georgia loses its first or second game, I think it's easy to make a case to put Tennessee or Arkansas in ahead of them with 2 wins.